When there's a positive, intense emotion, when we experience a rush of adrenaline, we automatically associate with that person. So the more time that I spend around this person, the more positive emotions and experiences I have with this person, the more I then start to associate pleasure and joy. And therefore, I think I'm in love with this person because I'm feeling all these things within me. And it's this person. Well, it's that person that's brought it out in you. It's not that person who's created it. He simply brought it. So once you, what happens is the emotion and the person become synonymous. For example, you've been to the beach, you've been on dates, you've been on roller coaster rides, you've been to movies where they were scary and you clung to him, or you had great laughter together. All those so-called positive feelings, intense feelings, have now become synonymous with that person. When you think of joy, you think of, let's say, John. When you think of happiness, you think of John. When you think of ecstasy, you think of John. When you think of warmth and affection, you think of John. So now they're all one and the same thing. That's how you fall in love. That's the aspect of the pleasure. That's associating pleasure and ecstasy with the other person.
So what about pain? Is there like pleasure and pain involved in this? Like how?
Well, there's two different things that you're talking about. I mean, there are some people who actually like, who enjoy at some level a relationship where there's some pain, and we'll talk about that another time. But let's talk about, I guess what you're really alluding to here is,
yeah, I mean, like the fear factor, or the, where does that come in? Because obviously nobody's perfect.
Okay, what you're talking about, when you talk about the fear factor, you're probably talking about the excitement factor. Or are you talking about?
I'm talking about pain that people can cause in us.
Okay, I think you are referring to what we call the pleasure and pain principle.
Okay, what's that?
Okay, the pleasure and pain principle says, I am motivated by pleasure. I move towards pleasure and I move away from pain.